Alright guys, good evening. It is currently April 25th. It has been a while. It is 9:30 p.m. So I wasn't going to do this tonight, but I figured since I have a little bit of free time before I got in bed, I figured I would hop on here and talk to you guys a little bit. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, like I haven't known about the past few episodes, just because everything's been a mess. But I just figured you guys deserved a word from your girl. So I'm just gonna let you hear a word from our sponsor, our usual sponsor, and we will get right into the episode. All right, so here we go. Don't mind me, I'm gonna drink some water. I'm very thirsty. I don't know if I'm just the only one that, like, after you brush your teeth, you get, like, really fucking thirsty. So that's what's up. So, I ended up moving my desk to my bedroom, and my boyfriend's not here right now. He's with his cousin. So, your girl got a quiet room to work with today, which I am thankful for. So, it's been a while. I don't even remember what day my last episode went up. And I kind of want to talk about what's going on in the world right now, because it's, like, just everywhere and nobody really wants to hear it anymore, especially me. But without mentioning it too much, everyone knows what's going on with this coronavirus shit. A lot of people are quarantining, a lot of people have lost their jobs, and I do pray, I do apologize to anyone that is physically affected by this. I'm still on the front line. I still work 47-ish hours a week right now. My store lost hours, so I'm not 50 right now. 50 hours, but I'm only at 47. But I'm still there. 9 to 10 hours a day with my mask on and busting my ass. So I totally, completely understand people that are on the front line, and I do appreciate your work just like I appreciate my own. And again, I do hope this ends fairly quickly if people cooperate with the CDC and then town governments and the state governments, because a lot of people would like their jobs back. But aside from that, along with everything else closing, the gym's closed, so that means my health closed. I don't mean to laugh about it, but it's just it's just the fact of the matter. They closed. So, I have not been on my game. I have not been doing very well, which really sucks. And it has been killing me. My best friend is in Florida. She got stuck down there when she went on spring vacation. Was it spring break? I always forget. I always call it, like, spring vacation or some shit. But, so, she's leaving. She's been on there for a little over, like, a month and a half now. And I vented to her the other day because she's my gym bitch. Like, I have best friends, but they also aren't, like, gym people. They aren't going to fight to keep me going. And that's what she was, honestly. And we've all kind of just been a wreck. So I just want this to all be over so that we can get back to the gym, get back to our grind, and get back on that horse. But yeah, I mean, I still eat fairly healthy, but I do snack a lot. Yeah, I just snack a lot, and, like, in the morning, I usually just eat very, very well, and, or, like, I start bad, like, I drink my coffee, and I'll have, like, a muffin, and then I'll make my breakfast, which, everyone knows, don't follow me on social media, I post all my food there. Breakfast is, like, my shit. But then it's kind of just, like, I hit an afternoon slump, or I do very, very well, and then at work, because I work nights, every night, basically, besides Sundays, and I bring my own food, but I snack. Like, I'll eat a pizza or, like, a roller grill item, and then I'll eat my dinner. And then I'll eat, like, something sweet to it. Like, it's just not a good flex. And even though I, like, pack everything I need to pack so that I can eat well, it just doesn't go so well. So, health-wise, I ain't doing too good, but I'm trying to hang on there. I hope everyone else is hanging in there. I know a lot of people are doing at-home workouts. I can't because I literally will bring down my house. I live in a very, very old apartment building and I am on the second floor. If I did any type of workouts, it would have to be, one, in my kitchen, and two, it'd literally be bringing down the house. So I think that's one of the biggest things that brought me down during this whole coronavirus shit is the gyms being closed. Because if I can't, like, be active outside of work, like, outside of work, like, actively, like, having a place to go where everyone's, like, in the same moment, like, gym, then I just fall apart, which isn't cool, but what can you do? In terms of, like, other updates, Zachary and I are now talking with a real estate agent. We're looking for a home, and once we get a home, I will be buying a Peloton. Pelotons are very, very expensive, but I did get approved for up to $5,000 worth of financing, and the Peloton that I want is a little under five. So, it seems like a bougie gift, but I, like, really, really want this. I have a very love-hate relationship with running. I love it, but I can't breathe. And I also love weight training. So what the specific Peloton treadmill does is it's a treadmill, and yeah, it moves with the terrain where you're running, and you have, you know, trainers and stuff, like actual people on there training you, but also there's moments where it'll tell you to get off and you have to do this weight exercise, and it comes with weights and everything, and I just feel like it's gonna be well worth the money. I do follow a bunch of people on social media that have it, and they swear that it is well worth the money. So it is something I am very, very excited for once we get a home. Because obviously I can't put it here. I have no place. And again, if I put it in my kitchen or something, I would just bring the whole house down. Plus, they're also not selling them right now because they require in-store assembly and home assembly and coronavirus shit. They won't let that happen. Excuse me. So, I'm going to get off the topic of the coronavirus. Well, kind of. I'm just going to stop calling it, saying it. But one thing I am going to do is I'm going to break for a little bit. I'm going to put on a sweatshirt. I'll be right back. And you'll hear yet another ad or a break. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. And I will come back and I will, I don't know. I feel like everyone needs some happiness or positivity. So I always try to be that ray of sunlight. So next we are going to talk about some things that bring me happiness during this time of, you know, unknown tragedy. Alright guys, I'll be right back. Okay, so let's get into a few things that have been making me happy. Some things are more recent. A lot of things are things that I've literally been obsessed with forever. And like, no matter how many times I have it, always makes me happy. So the first thing that has been like literally making me happy is coffee. And I don't mean any coffee. So like, yeah, I have an espresso machine. Love the thing to death. So coffee's always been a thing for me, but Zachary's mother just bought him a Keurig, it's a fancy ass Keurig, and so I ordered Cinnabon K-Cups for it, bro. Oh my god, I literally can't even, like, I'm a cinnamon bitch, if you know me, like, cinnamon, oh god. So I ordered Cinnabon K-Cups, and let me put you on, boo. Alright, so you need the Cinnabon K-Cups, but you also need stevia drops. So I put a few in there, and I put about a teaspoon of cinnamon, and then I brew the coffee into the cinnamon and the stevia, obviously, just to, like, get it to mix. And then sweet crema. Let me tell you, dude, it is, kisses to the chef. I shit you not. I literally have it every morning now. I feel bad I haven't been giving my Nespresso any love. I gotta get on that. But, I literally can't. I've gone through 6 K-Cups in 3 days. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. So, next is another beverage. It's coconut water. It's another thing that I just love. I love getting drinks to put in my fridge that I can have for work or just randomly during the day besides water. So, coconut water, more specifically, the Vita Coco Mango or the Vita Coco Strawberry Banana. That shit hits different, I tell ya. It is so phenomenally good. And while we're talking about beverages, I also want to put you on to the Celsius Mango Green Tea. Boo. Oh my. It is so good. I haven't been able to find it lately. So I got the Strawberry Acai green tea Celsius, and it just doesn't hit the same. So, like, I love having, like, drinks that I can't really find at work, that are also good for me that I can just throw in the fridge so that when I'm going to work I can take out. So those have been my recent, like, things that have made me happy, little things, like drinks and stuff. Another thing that's been making me happy for a few months now is the color yellow. About a few years ago, I never really liked yellow. I kind of associated it with pee. I thought it was ugly, but, like, I'm obsessed with yellow. It just gives me so many positive vibes, and, like, it's just amazing, and I love every piece of the color yellow. So, use the yellow heart emoji. It'll get you into your yellow feels, I promise. That goes with yellow, is my Switch Lite. I bought a Switch, the other day, like a mental case, but I love it. It's great. I play Minecraft on it. I own an Xbox, but my boyfriend kind of took it because he wants an Xbox in every room, so we kind of, like, use it. Like, I never use it. So, I used to play Minecraft on my Xbox, but now I never have a chance to, so I just bought the Switch and put Minecraft on that thing, and I love it. It's amazing. It's great. So, that, I'm loving. No, I don't play Animal Crossing, so, no, I don't. I play Minecraft, I play Mario Party, and I play Spyro, so, that's what I got on there, boo. But I love it. I love to, like, just relax with it at night, and then go right to bed. Instead of being on my phone, I like to be on that. It also gives the element of surprise. Like, am I gonna wake up to a lot of notifications, because I haven't checked them at night? Like, I don't know. It's just, like, fun. Next is sunshine. Just being in the sun, literally just being outside, even just looking outside, just makes me so happy. If I get up early enough in the day, which I don't really because I work till midnight every night, and I don't usually get, like, home and in the shower and out of bed, like, out of the shower until, like, 1 something, so, like, I sleep really, really late, but on those rare moments where I'm up at, like, 5 or 6, I love to just make my coffee, and just sit on the porch and watch the sunrise or just listen to nature, and it's literally just so life-changing, guys. It is so nice. It puts you in this, like, wicked nice headspace, like, I can't even, like, explain. So if you're not ever going outside to, like, enjoy yourself, man, I promise you, you gotta fucking do it. And next is basically breakfast and cooking. So, again, I mentioned earlier that I love breakfast. Breakfast is, like, my holy grail. I love to make potatoes. I love eggs. Like, I usually have 3 cartons of eggs on deck at all times because I just love them. And I always fill them. I always saute some peppers and onions. And I either have those as a topping on top of some over easy eggs, or I scramble them all together. And then I always have potatoes or fruit on the side. Breakfast is my go-to. It's literally the one I go all out for. Aside from that, I like to cook, like, easy meals, so I just throw, season some chicken and throw it up in the air fryer and all that stuff. It's nice to be able to cook for yourself when you're not dying of tiredness. Excuse me. Wow, that was a big one. So yeah, I mean, there's literally another thing I've been loving that's been making me really happy is just my space now. So our office, when we moved in, I wanted it to be an office. So I had our desks in there, but Mr. Growy decided to fill it with all his tents, and now it just felt like a clustered fuck. And I did not like to be in there. So something that I recommend to people who are OCD, like me, or just easily stressed out and just sensory overload and don't like shit just being all over the place, I recommend just putting your own space on your side of the room. Now, I used to be against that because if I put my workspace in my room, I'm just gonna want to lay in my room all day. I don't nap ever, so excuse me, sorry, I'm so tired. It wouldn't make a difference because I don't really nap, but, like, in college, I always made it adamant to study outside of the room because I feel like I just wouldn't get work done in the room. But I put my desk on my side of the room and my makeup desk I put it in here as well. And it feels good. Like, I have everything right here in literally an inch. Hear it. Ah, sorry. Another thing that's strange about me that most people don't know, I put perfume on before bed. Body spray, perfume, whatever. But yeah, so I condense, I put my desk next to my bed, and next to my desk I put my makeup. So I put my makeup mirror and all my makeup and my bougie perfumes I just bought for myself. I've always wanted the perfume Flower Bomb by Victor and Rolf. So I got the 1.7 ounce, which is small but has a fair amount in it, for $100. And then I also bought the Daisy by Marc Jacobs, which is another one I've always wanted. This one was $185, I think. And this one was the 2.5 ounce, so it has a good amount in there. Ah, see, I just love to spray myself at night. So, I did also shopping. I paid for Amazon. And, like, sorry, guys, I know this is all over the place, and it's been a while, and I'm trying to get back into it, but I always do it so late because I was so tired. But yeah, I did a Amazon Prime, so I bought some things that would make me happy. So I bought, like, this cute pink florally acrylic little tray that I put my perfume on and my few pieces of jewelry that I have, which is a bracelet and Alex and Ani and my promise ring. I don't really wear jewelry, but the little bit is important for me to be able to organize. And, like, just little things that make me so happy. So, just little things that make you happy, I really just say do it. As long as it's not detrimental to your health or, like, your finances or whatever. I've been very on top of my finances lately, so I've been treating myself. It feels good. I have a few more packages coming in the mail. Thank you, Amazon Prime. And I put some of the money to help others as well. So I have a care package going out to a friend in a few days that's in my car. My friend was going through some rough times and also said that she didn't really have much in her apartment. So I kind of bought her some things. So I really like to help if I'm able to. So that's another thing. Helping people out when I can makes me happy and keeps my mind off of the bad that's going on in the world. And most people think of me as this dickhead that just cares about herself, but, like, it's not true. I just come off that way to certain people because some people just give me bad vibes, and I kind of give those vibes back sort of thing. But, yeah. So it was just little things that, you know, just make all the difference in a shitty time like this. So I do know that this episode was very short, but I also just wanted to reach out to let everyone know what's going on, where I've been, and what's going on. So I will probably in the next few days, I promise, I will be writing it down that I will be coming out with a new episode. And I will actually have a storyline, a punchline, just an outline of what I wanted to do. I will prepare for the next one. I just kind of wanted to hop on here because it's been a minute. But yeah, I'm alive. I'm doing well. I'm working. I'm living my best life. I hope the same for all of you. And I will catch you guys in a few days when I come out with a better episode. But again, as always, if you're listening, thank you for listening to me ramble on about stupid shit because I am a stupid bitch. And thank you for listening to Raw Talk. It really means a lot to me. If you have any suggestions, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media or on my Instagram. There is a SurveyMonkey link. The Raw Talk Pod Instagram is the handle. If you want to give me some feedback on what you want to hear. Alright guys, I'm gonna cut this off and get some rest. Love you all. Thank you. Alright guys, how are ya? Again, it's been a while because it's just been a while. Things have been crazy, in the world and in life and whatever, and you would think that I would be able to record more. But no, because I'm an essential worker, so no. Still have no time to myself. But it's currently 11:30 in the morning and I do have to leave for work in 2 hours on the dot. I figured I would take this time to relax, drink my shake, and chit chat about life and what's going on in the world and kind of not be silent. So if that is something you want to hear, my dudes, then keep listening. I almost said keep watching. Keep listening and let's get into it, shall we?